has started to really accelerate. Ivan Raiklin, about 5 minutes to break here. In closing, big picture, Venezuela, all of this, the strategic actions, Panama Canal, the deep state, they're desperate. Big picture, what's happening from your sources, and how do we back President Trump to try to accelerate, you know, his urgency and purge this government of the criminals?
No, I think there's a lot of things coming to head. So over the last couple of days, we've noticed that President Trump has used his Truth Social, whether it's him or he ordered some of his communication staff to start amplifying messaging that we've been trying to essentially direct at the White House for months now because of the massive pivot that occurred after Elon was thrown out and after Charlie Kirk was basically murked and assassinated publicly. The pivot towards foreign interests has supplanted the domestic interests of those that voted for him. And I think he's starting to pivot back. And as part of that, I think we're getting real close to the indictment of John Brennan, you know, one of the key warlord, if you will, on the CIA side of it, of the deep state. That is probably the father figure for the Venmans of the world, the Adam Schiffs of the world, et cetera. And so while that's going on, there may be a decision calculus to use the military in order to go after these domestic threats and enemies to the constitutional order and the constitutional republic, because the DOJ is still fully, you know, almost entirely captured, probably at the 99% level. And so while those conversations are being had, they're trying to come up with their counterplay through their affiliates, surrogates, and influencers that are in positions of power or about to be in a position of power, such as in Virginia. Keep in mind, the Pentagon is in Northern Virginia, right in Arlington right there. And so on January 17th, when Abby Spanberger takes office and is sworn in Richmond as the governor, I mean, you have literally deep state surrounding that institution. And I think they're probably using the holiday months to plan, coordinate with the Norm Eisens of the world and the strategists on the left in order to undermine this presidency, to slow walk them, to buy yet another year of no accountability, so that when the elections take place in November, you're looking at, even if Virginia can't weaponize against Trump the way that Jack Smith and Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg and Letitia James did, but then they're going to basically buy yet another year for, if the Democrats win in the House, the impeachments will take place. And then the presidency is pretty much done for at that point.
And let's not forget that governor is a CIA operative. The AG they just put in ran like Letitia James on indicting Trump and literally said he wants to kill Republicans and their children.
Right. And not only that, the top. So if we were to take as an example, a boilerplate example of what Fannie Willis did in Fulton County and Alvin Bragg did in Manhattan in New York County, and apply that to Arlington, Alexandria, Fairfax County, Loudoun County, you know, most of the current administration key leaders are either working there or living in those counties. So expect to see the equivalence of Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis on steroids to find any, you know, county level transgression, infraction, or conjure one up in order to go after, let's just say, Pete Hegseth or Tulsi Gabbard or any of the senior staff that has been appointed by Trump that is actually doing the bidding and the implementing the mandate of what we voted for him on. And they're going to weaponize against those individuals. The way to stop it is we have to immediately go after all of them. The evidence is there. I mean, I call on mass arrests at the end of the day. And it's almost as though the time for mass arrests was so September 10th ago, just before they murked Charlie Kirk. I'll leave you with that.
Well, they brought us here, and they know they're desperate. They're making their moves. They're really scared of Hegseth's report on the Afghan withdrawal coming out. And so what a time to be alive. We just got to keep getting the word out. Ivan Raiklin, how do people find you on X?
Now I'm on Ivan Raiklin. You got it right there. Thank you. And let's keep fighting the fight.
All right. God bless you, brother. Now, I want to look at Canada.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
Because I will never let them take away your freedom.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Dealing with the ongoing globalist attempted military coup over the Pentagon. Notice they keep obsessing over Pentagon power, military power. They got some really nasty stuff planned. They want to discredit Trump and any military action domestically or internationally ahead of this. Canada is just north of us and is literally under WEF Global's control. Look at this headline today on Infowars.com. Health Canada reports finds euthanasia, the government killing people, now accounts for 5% of deaths nationwide. And they want to be able to say the state is the ward of children and kill healthy children. And you say, well, why do we care about Canada? Because it's north of us and they're fellow human beings, and this is the same globalist program. This is what they want to do to us. And they've got all this legislation in that similar stuff's passing in the UK, the EU, Australia, New Zealand. They're trying to pass similar legislation here. For internet IDs, debanking, total censorship, total control. I mean, it's so nightmarish, it's hard to even believe it's happening. So I wanted to get Arthur Pulaski on. He's a pastor in Canada. He was arrested multiple times for holding church while the topless bars and Walmart and the liquor stores and the bowling alleys were open. And then even after they opened the country up, they would still arrest him. And they're still trying to keep him in prison. He's already spent a lot of time in jail. So I wanted to get him on with an update on all the legislation they passed and are trying to pass. The Emergencies Act invocation, Bill C-11, Bill C-63, gun confiscation, which they said they never do, which they're doing, MAID expansion, medical-assisted dying, frozen bank accounts. This is what they want for us. This is the globalist model, like communist China. Citizenship debanking, dissenters, hate speech and human rights tribunals. ArriveCan app and travelers restrictions. Carbon tax. So you look at what Trump's done. He's stopping all this here, but it's happening in Canada. In any country the globalists get control of and suck dry, they'll then exploit to control us. So in Canada, I got articles where they'll release a child molester who rapes a five-year-old brutally one day in jail. But you are a preacher. They'll arrest you over and over and over again. So I wanted to bring him on. Arthur Pulaski, we're still trying to get him connected, streetchurch.ca, to talk about this, because this is a big, big deal, ladies and gentlemen. And you see the stuff out of the UK, where if you're a Christian and streets preach just mild Christian doctrine, you go to jail. But if you're Muslims marching by the thousands with machetes and knives screaming, we're going to kill you, Allah Akbar, that's fine. This is anti-Western, anti-Christian, directed attacks. And everything you see in Europe and Canada is what they want to bring here. I cannot stress that enough. It's the same international organizations, the same battle plans, the same systems, the same operations. And look at this. This is Judge Tracy Lloyd Clark. Today she has sentenced 24-year-old David Morgan to 20 months in prison for an ex post. The same judge let a child rapist called Reese Newman because she said the prisons were overcrowded. This is British justice. They know they're globalists. They know they're communists. They know they're persecuting the people, and they love it. And we still think that the system's just misguided liberals. No. I've been through the show trials. I've been through the tyranny. I've witnessed it for myself. You cannot underestimate just how disgusting and evil these people are. Now, yeah, we're not able to connect with the guests. You wanted to come on. It's fine. You can't come on. It's fine. Not a big deal. I'm just going to move on to other news, though. But again, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are. I want to hit Trump on the economy and how his actions are great, but his rhetoric is not great. And the first clip I want to play is clip one. Michael and Susan Dell dropped $6.25 billion to fund Trump's new Trump accounts. 25 million American children receive investment deposits. Now, that's not communism. That's not socialism. That's what needs to happen if we want to save the U.S. economy. You're going to have the ultra rich, you're going to have to inject funds directly into the public, or the past activities, the globalists, are going to be blamed on American capitalism, bringing the country down. It's got to be done now. Here's a clip.
This is really exciting.
Absolutely. It's a very special moment. We're making a $6.25 billion investment in America's kids through our charitable funds.
Next year, every American child will be able to get an investment account powered by Invest America.
We've seen what happens when a child gets even a small financial head start. Their world expands.
The real power of these accounts is that anyone can contribute. Parents, relatives, friends, everyone can help shape a child's future.
To philanthropists, companies, community leaders, if you want to be part of something truly meaningful for our kids, for our communities, for our country, join us.
And to parents and caregivers, stay tuned and get ready to activate your child's account. Every contribution can grow over the years, just like your child.
Together, we can make possibility something every child can count on.
And that's a future worth investing in.
Now, I want to look at what Trump's been doing in the real economy versus his statements here in just a moment. And then we're going to get to Pastor on. Of course, we had a time zone issue. This is how it always works. It's not a big deal. It's just a fun thing we do habitually. So we'll look to have him on coming up. But just we'll be right back in a moment.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger, a beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash big tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because of what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that, but not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep. and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. Open the show up today with what I'm going to cover after our guest Arthur Pawlowski leaves us in about 20-30 minutes, and that's Trump's statement about Somalis and the anti-political correctness, the just telling it like it is after they had us so bullied under their leftist mind control. This is so powerful, but I didn't start the show with it because of the ongoing Pentagon coup against Hegseth to take down Trump. But I wanted to get Arthur Pawlowski on. We got a time zone issue here, but that's okay. We'll sandwich this in with my intro earlier. He's just popular pastor, streetchurch.ca, arrested many times, to go over just the ongoing insane tyranny of Canada and him as a microcosm of what's coming to the rest of the world. So, Arthur, great to have you, streetchurch.ca. Recap what happened to you. Let's talk about all the draconian legislation and the former head of the Bank of England, who says he's not even a Canadian, says he's a European, that's ruling over you. Good to see you again, Arthur.
Hey, good to see you, Alex. Thank you so much for having me back on your show. I mean, it has been a long time. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We are in crazy times, and people have to understand that whatever they are doing, they know what they're doing. This is a truly a controlled demolition of our republic, of our democracy. They are doing this on purpose. And I have been a whistleblower for the past 20 years, yelling and screaming from the rooftops about what I experienced, as you remember, growing up under the boots of the Soviets behind the Iron Curtain. So people like me, we know what we are dealing with, and there are signs left and right. The writing is on the wall, Alex, and you have seen it. I have been preaching about this for a very long time, and here we are today. So what the Canadian government is doing? Well, they are following in the footsteps of the British government, Irish government, New Zealanders, and of course, Australia government. All those governments have decided to destroy Christianity, to destroy democracy, and to destroy a middle class. That's what we're observing right now. They're creating two categories of people, extremely powerful, the elites flying private jets and eating the most expensive steaks, and the poorest of the poor, their slaves, the wannabe pharaohs, are turning us into slaves, telling us you will own nothing and you'll be happy. And you got to remember, Alex, I grew up in an environment that we didn't own anything. And I'm telling you, and I hope that your listeners, your viewers are listening to me right now, we were not happy. So that's what is happening right now. I have been arrested so many times that my lawyers don't even remember. And for what? For doing my job as a pastor. I became the first Canadian to get a COVID ticket in 2020. At the beginning, I was arrested for publicly reading Bible. I was arrested for feeding the homeless. I was arrested for an illegal distribution of printed material, Bibles and gospel tracts. My church was raided by the police and the bylaw services. My Bibles and gospel tracts were confiscated, my signs were taken away, and this is happening right now since 2005, an open, ongoing prosecution and persecution of Christians, of vocal Christians. See, if you're sitting in your pew and you don't stir the pot and you don't rock the boat and you don't talk and even your neighbors do not know who you are, you will be fine. Believe me, Nazis and communists do not care about cowards. They do not care about those that are already subdued and enslaved. Be a good puppy, be a good slave, and the system will love you. But the moment you become vocal, the moment you start talking about what's really happening, what you're observing, well, you will become a target. I was arrested. I was not only imprisoned, I was kept in solitary confinement against the international laws. I was kept in metal cages for keeping the church's doors open. I was kept in psych ward against the law. I mean, without the evaluation of the doctors, Alex, without the even knowledge of Alberta Health Services, I was kept in psych ward with the crazy people because they were hoping someone will assassinate me there. Five inmates testified to my lawyers about the the guards coming to them, offering them all kinds of trinkets, all kinds of benefits if they would kill me in prison. You know, Alex, they lit my house on fire. They lit our church on fire. They burned down our children's baths. They broke into our church, stole our equipment, speakers, cameras. They unscrewed tires in my pickup truck, and the tire just took off in the middle. I mean, I was physically attacked. Bear sprayed, you name it, Antifa in my house, in my backyard. So those things are tactics of the totalitarian regime sending a message to everybody else. You don't want to become Alex. You don't want to become Arthur Pulaski. You don't want to become Derek Reimer, a whistleblower that is exposing right now the pedophilia and the grooming of the children in the city of Calgary in Alberta, Canada. For that, he has been imprisoned today. Right after the show, Alex, I'm going outside the probation office because he might be arrested, and you will not believe what are the charges. He refused to apologize. So the judges, just like in my case, Adam Germain, the crooked judge of Alberta, ordered me a compelled speech. He said, you must tell the people that you talk to in programs or sermons about the COVID-19, the government-approved script. If you will refuse, you will go to prison for contempt of court. And of course, as you know, I grabbed the mic and I said, Judge, I hope you're listening to me. I'll never, ever obey your order because I'm a pastor. I preach the truth. You want me to lie? I refuse to lie to the people. So that was overturned in the court of appeal. But then I got arrested again for a sermon. I have become the first Canadian ever to be charged with terrorism for delivering a sermon to a peaceful Canadians during the truck convoy. And I was imprisoned and I was found guilty and my appeal was denied. We're dealing, Alex, right now with a crooked judges, a weaponized justice system that doesn't care about the law. And right now, the bill C-9 is coming where they want to weaponize another bill against the pastor. So I encourage you to read my book. I wrote the book in prison, which was smuggled by my lawyer, believe it or not.
Stay there. Let's go through it. By the way, for radio listeners, we have footage of all this. I mean, Canada is literally a communist dictatorship now. They got rid of Trudeau, yes. Put his boss in. We're going to talk about this straight ahead. Stay with us. This is so important. The 12 Days of Christmas sale is here at thealexshowstore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements, while supplies last, are buy one, get one free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like Ultramethylene Blue, get another one free. This is you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit thealexshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the InfoWar. Every purchase gets 50x entries to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh, my God. I drove one of those. Just amazing. So smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50x entries this week. Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392, 10K cash on top of it, and brand new Ford Raptor, 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months at a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles, and it obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is it funds this operation. And we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together. And InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get, the very best highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The Ultramethylene Blue. And again, consult your physician before you take Methylene Blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But Bovine Colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my Bovine Colostrum before we even rolled it out, a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, Bovine Colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at thealexshowstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025, and it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the bovine colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the methylene blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish sea moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish sea moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Same with bovine colostrum. Not the case with methylene blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% curcuminoid. The average turmeric product is 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at thealexshowstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com, and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with the precious methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchips lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took methylene blue, red, ultimate life force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout, "The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop." To be continued.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I want to do a lot more commercial-free or commercial-light podcasts. You know, I've been doing podcasts since they started. I wasn't the first to do it. That was Mr. Curry, but I was one of the first 10 to do it. And then we got banned. We had 36 million subscribers on iTunes, remember, 2018, off of it. But when I say podcast, I mean it's not the syndicated show on TV and radio. It's online. We'll take a few breaks, you know, but that's it. Sometimes it's live. Sometimes we tape it. People love those. I've been doing Saturday shows, get tens of millions of views. People love it. So we should get Arthur Pulaski back on sometime for like an hour commercial free or 2 hours and just run through the whole history of this, because he's really patient zero or the canary in the coal mine. And if you're a radio listener, you're not seeing clips. The crew's just pulling up in live time. All of a sudden happened to him. It's crazy. He gets off an airplane. They arrest him. He goes and opens his church. They arrest him. And even after they opened the country back up, they said, you can't open back up. And then them trying to kill him in jail. And so Canada acts all liberal, but that's the cover. I mean, I remember in whenever it was, my gosh, 2006, I went to cover Bilderberg in Ottawa, the capital of Canada. And we fly in. They call us behind closed doors. They had us for over a day. The same guy stayed the whole day and screamed at me. He spoke in a French accent. Enough media got involved, they finally released me. He grabbed all our laptops, computers, you know, of my two crew members, and said, if we find one pornographic image, you're all going to prison for transporting pornography. And we went, you mean like a kid's? They said, no. If we see a woman with her breast out, that's transferring porn across state lines, national lines. Well, thank God nobody searched that. They didn't. Then they got really mad after a day of us in the rooms, in there, sitting there for like 23 hours. It was almost a day. And saying, he looked at me and he said, you piece. I'm not trying to be cut. This is what he told me. I mean, I'm not trying to cuss here. This is what he told me. He said, if I find one thing, we're going to send you to Toronto where they're going to bend you over and rape you in the ass. And I'm sitting there going, dude, I'm here to cover a Bilderberg meeting. Then the politicians get involved. It hits the news that I'm being held for a day. He comes in and starts crying. He goes, I have a daughter and a son, and I'm married. I just followed orders. Please don't sue me. Please don't be mean to me. And I said, dude, I'm not a vindictive person. I know you're being fake. Just let me out. And I went and covered it. I was peaceful for 5 days. I left, made the film Endgame. So I didn't mean to cuss and do all that. That's what they said to me. Now, that was 2006. I've been all over the world, never had police treat me like that. I've been in South America, they didn't act like that. Okay? Eastern Europe didn't act like that. I mean, so they have got communists in their police force. Now, I saw the Royal Mounted Police and local Ottawa police out. Bilderberg, they were nice. And a few times I went in the woods because there's no bathrooms around the hotel. We're both, you know, peeing in the woods with the cops. The point is they, but it was the special political ones that were really evil and really bad. And so that just sets the table for this. So we'll have Arthur Pulaski back on. I'm trying to get him on. Last couple of years, we're unable to. I'm glad he wanted to come on. So we'll get you on in the next few weeks for a commercial-free deal whenever you're able to do it, maybe this Saturday, streetsearch.ca. But to go through what you saw, and now where Canada is and all these draconian laws, and now the state saying, we're the guardians of children that are under state control. We're going to kill them. 5% of the deaths now are from government-sponsored murder. I mean, yeah, there it is. That was even in the foreign news. So that's how crazy this is. And you think of North Korea as tyrannical or they are. But no, this is right here. And this is what they want to do in America. So, Arthur, please continue and then go through some of this new legislation and where this is all going. And you got cut off by break. That's a hard break at 29 after. I wasn't cutting you off. Tell us about your book first.
Yeah, so I was able to write everything I observed, the background story. You talked about 2006. Well, that was my first arrest. I was arrested, believe it or not, in 2006 for publicly reading Psalms. Can you believe it? No amplification, 6 parishioners. I am in a public park. I'm reading just to ourselves, and boom, I get arrested, and I faced a year of imprisonment just for reading the Bible. So they have been working on this anti-Christian sentiment for a very, very long time. Right now, they have the right government. They've got a globalist. You're right. He's not a Canadian. He's a globalist. He's proud globalist, trying to destroy Canada, just like he destroyed UK. So he's just continuing. And by the way, he is from New York right now. His family is in New York, and somehow he was selected to become the prime minister, and he's finishing the job after the son of the Castro, as we call him, Trudeau. So going back to the story, I was documenting everything that was happening to me. I mean, stripped naked, metal cages, torture. I was transported to prison upside down like a piece of meat. I was told they're going to charge me with insane charges. They're going to manufacture stuff. And the only thing they wanted when I was imprisoned in metal cages, solitary confinement, stripped naked, concrete cells, no water, no washroom, everyday treatment, they wanted me to say that I'm sorry for giving a sermon to the truckers. And when I refused, they said, you're not coming out. You will be assassinated in prison. So I documented everything because I didn't know what is going to happen to me.
Again, and my first lawyer, interaction with the Border Patrol with your customs was, we're going to take you and have you raped in Toronto. He didn't scare me. I was like, you're the criminal, dude. He's a grown man telling a grown man, we're going to rape you in the ass.
Yeah, well, I was told by multiple times by police officers that they're going to do me if I will not stop. So I documented everything. Well, the whole story, the judges, I'm naming them, the politicians involved in this, what happened in prison day by day, my sermons.
So even worse for you, they're threatening to have you killed and trying to solicit it.
Yes. And they actually called me for. So here's what happened. When I was released finally from prison, and I faced 12 and a half years for my sermon to the truckers, I received 10 visitations from the government here in Alberta. I was offered a guaranteed seat at the legislature if I shut up. I was offered $250,000, a job, government job, if I shut up. I was offered $2 million cash if I shut up.
Wow, so after the death threats didn't work, they tried the carrot.
Yes. And finally, when they realized, and I told them from the very beginning, Alex, people like me, they don't understand people like me. I'm a pastor. I'm a child of the living God. I'm not for sale. I will never become Judas Iscariot. I mean, my life with God is more important than my life in my flesh. I know where I'm going, and I'm not for sale.
You're committed.
They don't understand people like us. And so after 10 different attempts within about 8 months coming to my house. I was on house arrest for a year and a half. I was not allowed to even sometimes go out on the sidewalk. Well, finally, they realized, okay, our
let me ask you that. I've been trying to get you on for a year and a half, and you would why couldn't we get you on? You weren't allowed to come on, or what?
No, I was reaching to you, actually, believe it or not, and it was silent. So I thought you didn't want it, me. So, I'm available.
I apologize. We'll get you back on. So keep going. And by the way, you're a pastor. Yeah, for the listeners, I wasn't trying to be gross here. I was just testimony what they told me. They actually said that to me. I promise.
Yeah, so what happened, I started to receive for about 3 months phone calls from, they call themselves political fixers, and they said, listen, if you don't shut up, if you don't withdraw yourself from the public life for 2 years until the federal election, you going to prison for 12 and a half years. We have the judge bought and paid for, Gordon Krinke, and he's going to send you to prison, and you will be assassinated in prison. So back away. Back off or else. So I said my goodbyes. I wrote the book about the whole thing, Lions Do Not Bow. It's on Amazon.ca for Canada, Amazon.com, which was confiscated by the Canadian government already 3 times. And my lawyers smuggled it, and we sent it to the American publishers, and they printed it. So it's a crazy, insane story. If you're interested in what happened in prison with inmates and, you know, them banging on the doors, Free Pastor Art and the church and the truckers coming to prison every single day I was on the inside.
So that's the good news. They tried to get them to kill you, and said you became a hero.
Yeah. So everywhere I was transported in metal cages. Everywhere I would go, the inmates would recognize me from the news, and they would bang on the doors, Free Pastor Art, Free Pastor Art, Free Pastor Art. Actually, they said to the guards, if anything happens to this man, watch your back, because we will not put up with this. So I had an unbelievable protection in prison, not from the guards, not from the law enforcers, the justice system, but from the prisoners. And I spent time, Alex, with very bad people, okay? Human traffickers, drug traffickers, I mean, even a gun for hire and bank robber. So they were criminals. And yet they recognized what is happening to this man is a total injustice. And they protected me. Everywhere I went, I was protected by the inmates. So eventually I was released, and they were true to their words. I faced 12 and a half years of imprisonment for my sermon. I became the first Canadian to be charged with terrorism under the Defense Act for giving a sermon to a peaceful assembly of truckers and farmers. And when I said to them, no guns, no swords, this is our solidarity style movement. We can paralyze their system when we come together in a general strike. That's what scared them the most. I was arrested. Out of the truckers and the farmers, believe it or not, Alex, I was the first one to be arrested the week before they arrested the truckers, and I went off to prison, of course, with an unbelievable, crazy treatment. Eventually, the story was so big that the judge realized, or the politicians realized, they're turning me into a martyr, and they released me into time served and some other crazy things. We appealed the decision, and then the Supreme Court denied our appeal. So we can't even appeal it anymore. We can't fight. The justice system of Canada collapsed completely. And, you know, I can talk for hours. The ostrich assassination, I'm sure you've heard about that. The Chinese soldiers being trained on Canadian soil. I mean, we have Chinese, about 500,000 Chinese soldiers on Canadian soil in British Columbia, in Alberta, being trained against United States of America. That's what I believe is happening. And of course, fentanyl coming from Vancouver ports, which 90% of the shipments are not even being screened, flooding the American people. So you have to pay attention. I know Americans were focused on the southern border so much, you kind of missed the boat, because your biggest enemy is not coming from the south. Your biggest enemy, the terrorists, are going freely from the northern border.
Absolutely. So let's talk big picture. You're the canary in the coal mine. But what about Carney now, who's, we played the clip many times, says, I'm not a Canadian, I'm a European, family's in New York. He's actually a boss. Trudeau is just a puppet. You have an actual globalist running your country right now, and they're passing all this draconian legislation.
Yes. So right now, the latest attempt to destroy us is being done by Mark Miller. He is the Minister of Canadian Identity and Culture. You got to remember, he's the same one that flooded Canada with haters of America and democracy as a Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship. He was a minister from 2023 to 2025. So he is coming right now. The government is coming with Bill C-9, and it's an act to amend the criminal code. It's called the hate bill to attack the hate. But what really is doing, the Ottawa Coalition warns that BC-9 targets protests, not hate. So this is a design to attack anyone and everyone that dares to oppose them, anyone that wants to protest, anyone that wants to bring the truth. Because you got to remember, those that hate the truth, they view the truth as hate speech. And if you don't believe me, look what is happening in Ireland right now. Look what is happening in Australia, New Zealand. Look what is happening in Britain. And play this video. This is a crazy. You will be shocked. Play this video. This is the minister right now.
And I've got the legislation right here. It says if they deem something, years in prison, preemptively, if they think you're going to say something, thought crime, you go to jail. Let's play the thought crime minister in Canada. Here he is.
Merci. I'll just use the chair's prerogative for 2 seconds to ask a follow-up question. Mr. Ross, it's despicable and it's unlawful. I believe the statements made by Mr. Shukawi were and would be if they were stated again. We don't know why the prosecution chose not to continue with the charges. And perhaps it is to Mr. Fortin's point. I just want to dig in a bit about the concept of good faith, Mr. Ross. In Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Romans, there's other passages, there is clear hatred towards, for example, homosexuals. I understand how the concept of good faith could be invoked if someone were literally invoking a passage from, in this case, the Bible, but there are other religious texts that say the same thing, and somehow say that this is good faith. I mean, clearly there are situations in these texts where these statements are hateful. They should not be used to invoke or be a defense, and there should perhaps be discretion for prosecutors to press charges. I just want to understand what your notion of good faith is in this context, where there are clearly passages in religious texts that are clearly hateful.
And that's your headline, that they want to ban reading the Bible in Canada.
Yeah. And I warned people, just like you were warning people for years. And I said, listen, you should pay attention to my accent. Clearly, you can tell right away, I grew up in hell. Okay, I grew up behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of the same system, a totalitarian regime. So you should pay attention to people that escaped hell, and now they are warning you about, you know, what hell looks like, how it smells, and what is going to happen, not just to you. You may not care about yourself, my friends, but what is going to happen to your children and their children? Because it's easy to destroy a republic. It's easy to destroy democracy. It's crazy difficult to rebuild it. And that's what we're facing right now. If we will not rise up today against those totalitarian regimes, those woke, rogue judges and politicians that obviously hate everything that America stood for, everything that Canada used to be known for, which is a free and democratic society. Why people like me emigrated to North America? For freedom. We didn't come here for money. Europe, when I was living, I escaped from Poland to Greece. That was my El Dorado. We were making tons of money in Greece, but we escaped to Canada because Canada was offering us freedom. I remember meeting with an agent in embassy in Athens, and he said, come to Canada. Canada is the freest country on earth. In Canada, no one will ever persecute you for your faith. And here I am, 360 citations later, over 120 court cases. I'm still in court, and that's why I'm talking to the people. I mean, one man cannot do this. One family cannot survive this. One little church cannot fight those monsters. We need supporters. We are still
in the trenches. Well, that's right. And anybody that doubts what the left wants to do in the U.S., they're doing it all over the world. It's the same program. Arthur, I'm going to have the producer talk to you about when you want to come on in the near future. We're going to book you right now. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Alex.
Thank you. you can't make it up, all right? When I told you the story about the head customs guy in that almost day-long interrogation, I mean, he was there 23 hours screaming at me. He said that to me. He said, we're going to send you to Toronto, you're going to get raped. And it didn't scare me. He started getting freaked out. Because, see, you're the tyrant. Well, what am I supposed to do, get scared of that? Canada is like North Korea, folks. And the people, the cliche is true, they're so nice. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. They just, and they finally woke up after years of lockdown and they all got run over with police horses and all the rest of it. It's just unbelievable. Stuart Rhodes is loaded for bear coming in. There's a bunch of news I didn't hit, Trump on the economy and other things. But I meant to start the show with this today, but I didn't. Because I got off on the whole Hegseth coup. They can get Hegseth, they can get Trump. This is beyond critical. Go to X where we posted clips of the breakdowns and make it go viral, folks, because we got to raise the alarm. You see Trump reposting on Truth Social and X our reports. They watch it all anyways. So I'm glad they're putting it out. They've done it before. But it just shows how you're backing this operation is beyond critical. And so we have this sale that runs till Friday. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That is an unprecedented deal. All the Patriot Apparel, Moral, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the Ultimate Life Force, the very best turmeric. It's all there. By the way, is Ultramethylene Red back in? They said 3 weeks ago, we'll be back in 3 weeks. Is it back? Boy, that'd be something big. If that's not sold out now, that was a big hit. They got a limited run. Is that in stock? Call them to make sure. Wow, that'd be important to know. Okay, well, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm only going to sell you something that really works because I want it to do great for you. You can order it again. But I need your support. We are fighting with everything we've got, but we cannot do it without you. So here's Trump yesterday on the Somalis. Now, on average, 80-plus percent are on welfare. They have the highest crime rate of any group in the country. And it's a pirate slave culture, and they've been brought in by the Democrats, and they steal billions of dollars and launder it into terrorism. And if we're going to be told all day how evil America is and how bad it is to be Christian, how we're the devil, well, then it's okay to self-differentiate and say, well, if Christians are the devil or Catholics are the worst thing on earth, you just lowered the bar where we can actually address and say, okay, well, you claim you're better than us. On average, you're not. And it's waking up to that bullying, waking up to that intimidation, waking up to being told we're bad and saying, no, we're not, and we're going to differentiate since you said that. And I got a bunch of video of black folks in Minneapolis getting in the face of the Somalis that run around all their arrogant crap and saying, we're Americans, we're not with you. And so there's a lot of exciting things happening, but Trump throwing down the gauntlet, not being politically correct, this is the attitude we need so that people don't get bullied into accepting globalism and all the rest of this stuff in the name of we're bad because we're Christians or we're Catholics or we're white or we're not communist. So more statements like this out of Trump, saying, I don't care what you think, I'm going to say it. All these top Somali leaders, all of them, trash America, say we're scum, say they hate this country. Well, then we say you're scum. How's that feel? It's a two-way street. Here's the clip.
They contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much.
Man, what a way to end a three-hour event. And then for 20 seconds, he kind of relaxes and is nodding and agreeing with them. And they go, oh, look, he's old. He fell asleep. Then he goes and does an hour-long press conference. If anything, he works too hard at 79 and does get exhausted sometimes. The guy has Titan-level energy. But exactly. You come from the hellhole country of the world, it's not even a country, that has legal slavery. Her family was the ruling slave family, like her daddy. And then we have to get lectured about slaves? I don't know anything about slaves. No, I'm not going to be told I'm scum anymore for the color of my skin. So I'm not telling you you're scum because you're black. There's lots of great black folks, amazing stuff in some African countries. But you are the worst of Africa, and you don't have any business lecturing me about how I'm bad. And so your hoax, your trance, your spell of us bowing down to you is over. You don't like this country? Take your ugly ass and get on an airplane and go back to Somalia. Oh, I forgot. No airplanes land there.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.